gracious today. I'm just saying it. I'm being gracious.
I wanted to be the one to be like, you're not here, so I can do what I want to do and then do my what I want to do.
Whatever.
Really blast, you can't see below my shoulders. Because that dance is bad. Hey, Jay. Oh, my goodness. I remember to introduce us, and we have lost your audio.
Did you introduce me?
I'm proud of myself. I feel responsible and all grown up ish. There you go.
Hello? You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that, you guys. I will wait. I'm Jade, and that's Will Dolan, my lovely kill host.
I'm a narcissist, by the way.
Yes, she is.
Big. Okay, and my nose right now is bigger. Oh, wait. We need to introduce stuff like books and us. No.
Wait, we just introduced ourselves. Virtual high five.
Oh, yes. Fist bump and high five. Oh, my goodness. First of all, I'm looking for
good, it's good. And when it's good, it's as good as anything scripted ever was. And how I got in is I optioned a screenplay back in 1999 and got ready to move to California and was halfway across the country and saw the only person's name I knew go by in the credits at the end of a reality show I was watching in a hotel. So I called him and I said, hey, listen, you know, is this reality television thing, like, is there work out there that I could do while I'm waiting for this screenplay to get made? And he said, sure. He says, you know, if this show, you know, is received well, we're actually going to go to a full episode order almost right away. So I had a job not that long after I got to California. I don't even think I had the car unpacked before I had to go to the first day of work. So
you and me, son, y'all are some lucky SOBs.
We are lucky. I mean, the money was terrible. But, you know, and it's still terrible compared to movies and scripted TV shows. But it's something we do because we enjoy it. You know, it's
I enjoy it at some point.
To hate a job that lets you have this much fun would be nuts.
Wait, but how do you have fun?
I have a lot of fun. I have a very rare allergy to celebrity. So I enjoy meeting people that I think are interesting, whether they're celebrities or not. And then what happens is a lot of times on the show, they become celebrities over the course of you working with them.
And right.
It's kind of fun to see how people sort of handle that transition and how much they do or don't try to self-produce to try to make themselves look like the people they want to come across as, which is something I don't think you need to worry about in scripted. But it's really neat. Like, you know, I'm very proud of a show I worked on called Flip Me Out. I think had a great cast. It's a show on Bravo. It's been running for quite a while. I think it was 2008 or 9 when I did the first season of it. And it's just so much fun to kind of see how everybody's kind of, you know, matured into these celebrities that have their own businesses and have done so well for themselves, and to kind of see how much what we do has affected their opportunities.
I can definitely see how you would love that. I mean, I think that that's a beautiful thing, and I mean, we have nothing to compare that with, but as being an indie author, we are indie authors, and it's really cool to see how far some of the people that we began with are. You know, like when they become bestsellers or they get on the USA Today list and how they're like calling you and so excited. It's a very cool thing.
And you have to make it yourself.
Yeah, and you'll find, you know, that as you continue doing what it is you do, the people will come to you and say, oh, I read your book and now this in my life, or I read your book and now that happened in my life.
When that happens, we get ready for a very sad story, more depressing than your documentary.
But it's really, it's kind of cool though, because we have helped people along the way, and that's always a good thing. You don't always feel like, okay, what I'm doing isn't just for selfish reasons or just for me, you know, it's for someone else. Like, I see that this person has gotten a break and now they're doing well and can't really ask for anything else, really, truly.
Jade, you're on your soapbox.
I am on my soapbox, so I'm getting off of it. I'm off of it right now. I'm off of it. I'm putting the tie.
Corey, if you like to get on your soapbox and salary, that's completely understandable.
I'm fine. I'm just in a really good mood this morning. I don't know what's up.
You're with the lady. Of course.
Yes.
I get to hang out with the ladies online.
Yes, ladies.
So I have more questions.
Sure.
No, you do.
Yes. Okay. So first and foremost, producer of reality TV. Now, I know we've interviewed quite a few producers of scripted television. How is that different? And I have a B part to this question because I always
have a question.
Happy I don't have a C part. And the B part is, so I know that when you do a scripted television, you can pitch an idea. When you do a produce a reality TV show, you have to pitch a like actual episode. So do they make that harder on purpose for the producers of reality TV instead of scripted, since I know that's kind of slighted against reality TV, that's kind of like film television? And
well,
that's done.
Well, it's a little bit different. In that, in reality shows, if I'm trying to present an original series, the most important thing is to decide whether it's a format or whether it's dependent on who the cast is. If I was doing a show like The Kardashians or if I were pitching something like that, it would be presenting this family and all of these sort of crazy things that have happened to them along the way, so that the network says, okay, well, we accept that things happen in these people's lives that are interesting. With the scripted series, you have to do the same thing, and you kind of have to describe what the arc of the first season is, what your plan is for the first 3 years. It's not that different in pitching a reality show. They want to know that there's someplace for it to go. The difference being in unscripted television, there is a certain thing where you make your outlines, you write your stories, and once that show gets moving, things that you don't expect will happen. There are going to be conflicts that you didn't know were going to happen. There's going to be just different things that happen to people, their mindset changes, you know, and you just have to keep kind of adapting story to include what's going on. So that's the difference. Is we don't get to make our solutions out of nothing. It's scripted can sometimes do. Say, well, how about if we do this or how about if we do that?
First of all, I never thought about the fact that you guys have to actually adapt to real life. Chris was like, you do know like unscripted is partially scripted, right? And I was like, really?
It just depends on the show. Some of them are more so than others. Like some shows they shoot and they say, we're gonna do this, 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 and this today. Sometimes it's totally made up. But I always say that the most important thing is when in a reality show, you can create any kind of goofy circumstances. Like the surreal life, you're not ever going to have eight old celebrities living in a house together, but their reaction to that environment has to be real, and you have to make room for them to be themselves within whatever baloney environment you might set up. So the only time you're ever in trouble is when you're trying to tell them how to react to something, because that's when the shows start to look phony and scripted, and they just don't feel as genuine.
But you have been so insightful right now.
Really?
Amazingly insightful.
Well, thank you.
And then my other question was, Jake, do you have any questions? Because you know how I like to take over, especially.
Well, you know I'm going to let you do it because you know, like, I'm sick over here, so I'm trying to, you know, be quiet.
With coding.
Yeah, with coding, so y'all, you know, that would be totally unscripted, and we don't want to be totally off the chain.
We did our own one. But my other question is, so now you're into a documentary, which is kind of like another realm of reality TV, so I hear.
Yep.
I'm too bad about it, by the way. Can you tell? And no practical advice whatsoever. No practical stuff, just words. But anyway, so how is that different from just going on and shooting people, and now you have to kind of make a story arc and kind of make it more real? How does it differ? Does it feel more closer to scripted, like when you were trying to sell that screenplay?
Well, no, and actually what happened was is this documentary has been kicking around in my head for about 6 years, and I really kind of got it off the ground during a time. I wrapped a show in October, and I've taken several months to work on it. But what I'm finding with the documentary is, just like with reality television, is I set up a thing and I ended up doing another thing. I wanted to tell a story about the people who work in reality television and how what they do is a very real craft and a very real art and how it should be respected and all this other stuff. Which is probably already putting you to sleep just thinking about it. And what ended up happening was, I realized that I had to put myself in the documentary because a lot of people disagreed with how I felt about reality TV. That I have that thing in my heart where it's just like, well, you know, I've dealt with so many scripted stars and whatever, and I always feel like I'm just a little bit smaller. How far back should I start over?
You're good. Keep going.
I'm good? Okay. Well, what I realized as the documentary was going on was that I had to put myself into it. So putting myself in a documentary and have people reacting to things that are specifically my thoughts and the things that I'm putting out there has been really different. Like, it's really, really strange. It's gone into such a weird turn, but I have Erica Angelo, who is a very well-known intimacy expert, is now part of the documentary. I'm very emotionally invested in RuPaul getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this month because I'm looking at it as validation for a reality performer being recognized on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And everyone else is like, why on earth does that mean so much to you? It makes no sense that you would actually be excited about that beyond, oh, that's cool, RuPaul getting a star. So I'm finding out a lot about myself and about the things I think about reality TV versus what people really might think of it outside of the business. It's hard to reconcile that, so the documentary keeps changing. So it's the same as reality TV.
I agree with you because I think that when you are the person that is getting pooed on, better, have the respect, you know? Because you like, I work just as hard or, you know, maybe a little harder because I don't have the respect. And then you got the people with the respect and mainstream is awesome.
Yep.
Does that make any sense? Because I do not
it totally does. And it's that idea. Well, this documentary, too, is the first thing I've ever done for myself. I haven't made anything for myself except a short called Non-Human Resources back in, 2004.
Even your 40s?
Yeah.
A lot younger than your 40s.
Well,
there you go. It's your lighting.
It's my lighting, and I've been splashing my face with cold water like Joan Crawford since I was 20. that's the secret.
I like it.
I know that we are overtime, so...
We are overtime. But where can people find you online, and especially, your documentary when it's done, or follow you?
Documentary?
Well, the easiest place to follow me is realitytvbook.com, which is my website for the book, but I also post periodically about the documentary and things that are going on with it, so you can check it out there. And that's pretty much it. That's Troy Central. You can follow me on Facebook if you like.
Uneducated for a split second, but do you have a program?
Do I have a program?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you were a speaker for a split second there.
Oh, no. I do teach every once in a while. I'm going to be in next weekend. I'm doing Story Expo East in New York. And sometimes I am available. I do lectures on reality television and its process and how we do the stories we do and how to put your stuff together if you're trying to create or sell a reality show.
Love it. Yes.
Love it. I need to sign up for that class. I want to thank you so much for being here with us.
Yes.
I really look forward to this interview for a while, actually. And when you were like, yes, I'm like, yes?
It has been my pleasure, I can tell you.
I have been on questions for a good 2 years. So.
Yes, I have to wrap it up, though, because I have to go, of course.
All right.
So, sorry, guys. I know Jade is being crazy today, but it's all right. So you can find out everything that ladies are doing on AndReport.com. When you go there, take a moment to do the ladies' page tab and go all the way down to the bottom and see the charities that we probably support. You guys check out Just Right and Life. And remember to come to our conference on March 17th, International Women in Literature, Media, and Journalism, virtually or in person. Just remember that the wisdom is all around you. If
you're open to finding it and accepting it. Hey, you sound like an airline stewardess today doing that wrap up. But anyway.
Oh, good. Good, because I was trying to be professional because this codeine is kicking me.
These are love you guys from Lomona.